Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a mild breeze, while Eilut remains warm and sunny. A perfect start to the day for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in a rare West Bank airstrike, the IDF reports it has killed 3 Palestinian terror operatives. The strike targeted Qais Bitawi, identified by the Shin Bet as the head of Hamas activity in Jenin. Also, an article from Walla describes how Lebanon's government acts as a cover for Hezbollah. The report suggests a quiet Iranian influence is growing, while the West sees Beirut's official institutions as legitimate. Also this hour, a controversial school guide in the U.S. has sparked debate and then vanished. The guide, released by the largest Muslim American organization, suggested the September 11th attacks happened due to U.S. support for Israel. Separately, an untold story of resilience, El Al's operations during wartime. The airline worked under threat of bombs and airstrikes, according to a supervisor's account reported by JTA. And finally, from earlier today, Israel has expelled Dutch representatives over a new law banning trade in products from beyond the Green Line. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, posting earlier today, announced the expulsion of Dutch diplomats from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows a Dutch law banning trade with Israeli settlements. Belaz News echoed this, emphasizing the short time frame given to Dutch personnel to leave as the new legislation takes effect on September 22nd. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, critiqued Itamar Ben-Gvir's recent actions. She highlighted his statement about banning UNRWA from Israel, reflecting on his controversial past. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the West Bank airstrike, the Times of Israel reports that the operation was a targeted effort to dismantle Hamas leadership in Jenin. Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Defense Minister have praised the precision of the operation. This strike underscores ongoing tensions and the Israeli commitment to security. Turning to Lebanon, Walla's report delves into how Hezbollah uses Lebanon's political landscape to its advantage. This situation complicates international diplomatic efforts, as Hezbollah's influence within the government continues to grow. For regional stability, this raises significant concerns about the balance of power. Meanwhile, in the United States, Israel Hayom reports that a school guide by a major Muslim American group controversially linked U.S. support for Israel to the 9/11 attacks. The guide disappeared amid the backlash, highlighting the sensitive nature of Middle Eastern politics in U.S. educational materials. This incident may strain interfaith and intercultural relations. On the topic of resilience, El Al's wartime operations are brought to light by JTA. The airline operated under constant threat but maintained its service. This story of bravery and dedication offers a glimpse into the challenges faced by those ensuring connectivity during conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, the FAA has approved Israel for flights to the United States. Globes reports that the airline could begin this service as early as October 19th, expanding its international reach. Separately, Israel Hayom Business details a major development project in Nes Ziona. The Founders Complex will transform the southern part of the city into a vibrant area with new housing and an artificial lake. And finally, Walla Business highlights a shift in engineering education. Israeli defense industries are emphasizing creativity over traditional math skills, driven by the need for faster innovation and AI integration. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.